for Israel and for us today. I have loved reading the Old Testament stories about God's routing the armies that came against Israel. He is the same God today and able to come against the evil one and his forces when we are in a battle of spiritual warfare. The Bible is filled with stories of God's direct intervention to help the Israelites, most famously during the Exodus from Egyptian slavery, where he sent plagues to persuade the Pharaoh to let them leave. The miracles of the cloud between Israel and Pharaoh's armies during the night. The strong east wind that blew and divided the waters, providing a dry path for the Israelites to travel on. When the Egyptians pursued, God threw them into confusion, their chariot wheels coming off and eventually every single one drowning when the waters came back on them. God continued to help them defeat powerful enemies, such as miraculously causing the walls of Jericho to fall after the Israelites marched around the city as instructed, and sending hailstones to hinder their foes when the five Amorite kings came against Gibeon. At that same battle, Joshua asked the Lord for the sun and moon to stand still till they were avenged of their enemies. Throughout the period of the judges, God routed their enemies when they cried out to him, especially the story of Gideon, when the Lord caused the Midianites to turn on each other with their swords. Other times that God caused Israel's enemies to turn on each other were when Jonathan and his armor bearer faced the Philistines, believing God would fight for them, and he did, throwing them into a panic sent by God, striking each other with their swords. Moving on in God's story to 1 Samuel, the Israelites lost a battle with the Philistines and the ark was captured and then returned, God helping them. 20 years went by and finally they were seeking the Lord. Samuel encouraged them to assemble all of Israel at Mizpah so that he could intercede with the Lord for them. The Philistines heard about this big assembly and came to attack. I'm reading now from the Bible. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day, the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. Throughout David's reign, the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. In 2 Samuel 22, he sings a song of deliverance. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning, he routed them. In 2 Kings 7, verse 6, the four lepers discovered the Arameans' camp and reported to King Jehoram. For the Lord had caused the Arameans to hear the sound of chariots and horses and a great army, so that they said to one another, "Look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittite and Egyptian kings to attack us." So they got up and fled in the dusk and abandoned their tents and their horses and donkeys. They left the camp as it was and ran for their lives. In 2 Kings 19, verse 35, King Hezekiah, or Israel, they're threatened by the king of Assyria, Sennacherib. King Hezekiah prays to the Lord, and that night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. And in 2 Chronicles 20, 22-23, King Jehoshaphat is told that a great multitude from Edom was coming against him, and he was afraid. The Lord told him he would fight for them. King Jehoshaphat appointed the choir to go out before the army. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. These accounts, and there are so many more, highlight that God's power was the ultimate factor, often making the odds seem impossible for Israel, yet delivering decisive victories through miraculous means. Dear friends, while we are in this world, our enemy, the devil, continues to wage war against our souls. But God is on our side. May these words from our inspired scriptures speak clearly to you of the power of God that God has given us in our fallen world to fight our spiritual battles. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, we read, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." Paul, writing to the Ephesian church, says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms." Ephesians 6:10, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Colossians 1:11, "Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience." Ephesians 3:20, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.